Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda Ellsworth here this morning, and I am thrilled and delighted to bring to you our guest today, Denise Ouellette. Denise is a senior vice president at Tokara. She loves what she does as an incredibly passionate about sharing the Tokara sparkle. She enjoyed a fabulous 14-year career at a financial company when she first ventured into the world of direct sales. After 16 years at PartyLight, reaching the top-level position as a senior regional vice president, Denise then decided to take her experience and expertise and go corporately as a regional sales manager at Lea Sophia. In December of 2014, Lea Sophia shut down operations, so Denise's passion for this industry and love of helping other women succeed led to the creation of the Imagine Dream Team, which now spans coast to coast. She is incredibly proud of the Imagine Dream Team and their commitment to come together, overcome challenges, and become one of the fastest growing teams in North America. In their first 7 months of business, they have surpassed their first $1 million in sales. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you, Belinda. I am so excited to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Denise, we've known each other for some time now, but I would love our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So why don't you take a moment and just sort of tell us a little bit about yourself and fill us in a little bit on this journey.
Oh, I would love to, Belinda. And, you know, I really feel like I have just grown up in this industry. And I think, actually, you know what? In fact, I know that's why I'm so passionate about what I do and really believe with all my heart what an incredible opportunity this business can be, especially for women. And like most, I started this very part-time as a way to make a little bit of extra income. And way back when, in 1994, I had my very first launch party with PartyLight, and it was also my 30th birthday. I was expecting I had a little two-year-old at home and expecting another one on the way. I was working full-time, and actually, to be truthful, it was way more than full-time. Sometimes I worked 60, 70-hour work weeks. It was at a financial company, and you know what? I absolutely loved it. It was a great career. I commuted to the downtown core every day. I was there for 14 years. I had 6 weeks holidays, great benefits, and I honestly thought I would be there forever. And I think, too, that I really didn't know anything different at the time. So when I reflect back, Belinda, there's those pivotal moments in time that literally stood still for me. It's almost like they're frozen in time, and that really changed my direction of where I am today. So there's also a few times that I had to make those really difficult decisions and get through some really tough times. So first of all, when I went to my very first PartyLight party 22 years ago, I met the most amazing woman named Linda, and I was that quiet girl in the corner on a limited budget, and I literally searched for the lowest priced item I could find. And it was the Juliet holder, which I still have. And I remember Linda asking me if I wanted tea lights. And I said, no, thank you. I don't burn candles, but I would like to be a consultant. And I figured what a great way to earn a little bit of extra income while I was on mat leave. So I was definitely not that person in the room that someone would point to saying, hey, you'd be great at that. I was completely the opposite. I was quiet, shy. I didn't burn candles. I didn't decorate. I didn't spend much. I didn't want to have a party. And I already had a full-time career. And I remember so vividly Linda coming over the next day with my kit and sharing with me how to get started. And we really have remained such great friends to this day. And I'm so grateful that she shared the opportunity with me that day. She didn't discount me, or she didn't prejudge and think that I could never do this. So my very first party solo was at my aunt's house. There was 5 to 6 people. And I was so shy, Belinda. I literally hyperventilated into a brown paper bag. And it was all I could do to get through the night. And I made it. I made it through, but barely. And then this is a big one. Knowing how scary and terrifying it was to do my first party, I had to pack up my kit and do it all over again, except this time with 25 people. So I was super terrified this time. And again, I did it. I survived my second party. I made it through to my 6th party, and I earned my fragrance organizer that I really wanted. It was all about getting this fragrance organizer. And then it was almost like magic. Every time I went out to do the next show and the next, I felt more confident, I could talk to more people, and I was having fun. So this was a huge major breakthrough for me. And I was certainly not a natural, and I really had to step out of my comfort zone. And this is why I encourage everyone to just give it an honest effort, see if you like it, and you never know unless you try.
I would just like to interrupt you there for a minute, and because this is, in my opinion, so many people today come in and they never break through that because they never do it enough. They don't get those 6 parties on their calendar. People say to me, why do you think direct sales is different today? Or what is the problem with why people come in and out so quickly? And I'm like, it's simple, failure to launch. They really just don't get, you know, a handful of parties or shows or whatever you want to refer to them on their calendar, and then they never break through. What you've explained is that everyone's terrified. It doesn't even matter if you're a confident person. I was a fairly confident person when I started, I'll be honest. I had already been playing the drums professionally and on stages. And so I was a fairly confident individual. But I remember having the same exact feeling at that first party, not being able to breathe, thinking, what was I thinking? What am I doing? I don't know anything about this. But by the time I got through those 6, I was like feeling confident, feeling pretty sure of myself, and had made some money. And I think if people today would understand that you just have to get through that breakthrough in order to build that confidence. It just doesn't, you're not going to be confident no matter what kind of personality you have. You are not going to be confident in this or with anything that you're trying that is new immediately. And I don't know why people think that, but I just wanted to add that because it's definitely a situation, in especially in today's direct selling world.
Oh, you know, Belinda, I couldn't agree with you more. It's almost like people sometimes quit before they even got started.
Yes. So continue with your story.
Okay. Well, June 1995, that was another big moment for me. And I wrote down on this little piece of paper after leaving a regional meeting, and I figured out that if I could become a leader by September in the next 3 months, I could make enough money that I would not only have to go back, I could just go back to work 20 hours a week, not pay the full-time daycare, and be able to stay at home more with our 2 daughters. And looking back, little did I know that was my first 90-day plan. So I promoted to unit leader in September and went on to earn my very first incentive trip to Jamaica. Another really great big game changer for me was when I attended my very first national conference in 1996. And wow. And you know what? My only regret was not going to one earlier. I just remember walking in and the music, the energy, the big stage, walking into my very first conference. And that moment really has just, it's been frozen in time, and I will always remember that. So I have never missed a conference or an event since. And also, too, conference really opened up my eyes of what could and can be possible. I saw top-level vice presidents standing on stage. They were being recognized and earning these really great incomes. So I went home with a plan, a new vision, and promoted to vice president within 2 years. And I was able to leave my other financial job completely and had the most amazing team, and life was great for the next 16 years. on December 5th, that was another big day for me. In 2010, I decided to take a corporate position at Leah Sophia. And it really was one of the most difficult decisions I've had to make. It felt like I was leaving one family to go to another. And at the time, I knew it was the right decision at the right time for me. And it was also an opportunity that I could share my expertise, my experience, and help open up a whole new market. Unfortunately, life came crashing down 4 years later. And on December 1st, 2014, Leah Sophia announced it was closing its doors. And everyone was impacted. All the consultants in the field, all the people in marketing, distribution, customer service. It literally impacted everyone in both Canada and the US. And there was just so many tears that day. And on that same day, Belinda, on December 1st, I made another huge decision. I decided to go back into the field as a consultant and start completely all over again, right from ground zero. And I knew in my heart that going back into the field was what I loved most. I missed the flexibility, being my own boss, being a part of a team. And I truly felt that I would be in a position to really inspire, train, and help coach other women. So that day, it was easy for me to choose Takara Jewelry. They offered incredible programs. They had a strong reputation in the industry. They had stunning, high-quality jewelry that was unique in the marketplace. And they had these beautiful, brilliant Diami stones that are diamond simulant. So they're cut just like real diamonds. So trust me, I had a very, very extensive checklist, and Takara had a big check mark in every category. So I knew it was the right company for me at the right time. So here I am today leading an amazing organization, and we're called the Imagine Dream Team. And we're one of the fastest growing teams in North America and just totally on fire. And we celebrated our first $1 million mark in sales in our first 7 months at Takara. And it's just been the most amazing, wonderful whirlwind ever since. So I just really feel that, you know, I've been blessed and just thankful for everything that I've been through and learned in the direct sales industry, and would not trade it for the world. Now, I also turned 52 a few days ago, and I just feel younger than ever and just really so excited about what the future holds.
That's an awesome story, Denise, and I hope that our listeners and listening to it, sometimes I think people are listening to other people's story, and some people can glean those gold nuggets from it. Other people can get inspiration, and some people sometimes miss it because they're saying, well, she's different than me, or that doesn't really relate to me. And I think the biggest thing there, one of the biggest points, you did so many gold nuggets, and I hope people caught them, but the biggest is starting over. And I talk to a lot of leaders that maybe are even still with the same company, and they still want to be with the same company. So it doesn't even mean leaving a company, but they're like, their team has sort of gone down. Maybe they had a roadblock, a bump in the road. Maybe it was a, you know, an ailing child or an ailing parent, or a move of a location. And now they're in a completely new location because of maybe a spouse's job, whatever. Life threw them a curveball. And they may lose part of their team, or they lose part of their success. And they're like, oh, I just don't have it in me to start over. And I always think, why? Like, what else are you going to do? Where else are you going to be in 5 years? Like, if you don't start over right now, like, what's the horrible thing about starting over? It can be an exciting journey. And you start over with carrying your experience, your knowledge. You can usually do it much quicker the next time around and the next time around. And I just feel like people cut themselves short by saying, oh, it's just too hard. You know, I just don't want to do this. There's been several companies recently, sadly enough, some even icons in the industry, as Leah Sophia was, that have closed their doors. And then people are like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not willing to, at my age, I'm not willing to start over. And I find that sad, you know, because I'm I'm 55 years old. And it's like, you know what? I have completely and totally, I'm still in my same business. I didn't leave my business. I'm still with Step Into Success. I'm still trying to inspire thousands of people all the time and bring them the best tools. But I will tell you that Step Into Success today looks much different than it did a year and a half ago. And it's because I had to start over. I had to bring technology into the mix, which wasn't easy for me. It was uncomfortable. It wasn't something I wanted to learn or know about, but it was something that my customers, my clients, colleagues needed to know about if we're going to make it in this world of direct selling today in 2017, right? And so we have completely changed the dynamic and the landscape and really created a new company. And I really did start all over with all of my background experience that I'm bringing to that. And I just hope that people will take this gold nugget and realize by feeling something about starting over is so hard when in fact it can be so exciting, but it can be hard, but it is certainly worth it at the end. And if you move forward, you don't know what exciting journey is in store for you. But if you stay stuck, you're never, ever going to find out.
So true, Belinda. All of that just resonates so much with me.
Great. So why don't you just share with folks now, how has the business shaped your lifestyle? Just give us an insight to that.
Well, you know, it has been such an amazing 22 years in the industry, and I really hope to go another 22. And when I think of lifestyle, it isn't about the money that you earn, but what you can do with the money and the different choices that you can make for you and your family. So for me, number one, this business has given me so much flexibility, and it's that flexibility of time. And I hear this so often from women, especially, that they wish they had more time. They could get away from the 9 to 5, or when their children are sick, they could be at home with them, or even the smallest things like making dentist or doctor's appointments during regular business hours. So I have had the most amazing opportunity to choose to stay at home with both my girls, go on all their field trips, attend so many of their ball games, competitions, and as they continue to grow up, I could change up my schedule on a moment's notice, take days off when I wanted, go on vacations where we wanted, when we wanted, and I never had to ask anyone for time off. Just me. So having worked both corporately, Belinda, then in the field for 16 years, then back corporately for 4 years, now back in the field, for me, having that flexibility of time is absolutely priceless and really has no price tag. And I appreciate this more than ever. We live in a beautiful home close to the mountains, and I love to garden, be outdoors, and I can be in Banff, Alberta in just an hour. And it's so funny, you know, when I took actually a 2-year program in travel counseling in my early 20s, and I always dreamed of traveling the world, but then I detoured somehow and ended up in the banking world instead. And it's so cool that last week, Doug and I just returned from a 7-night all-expense-paid trip to Cancun on a Takara incentive trip. This summer, we drove across Confederation Bridge and took a ferry from Prince Edward Island to Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada. And then 2 weeks later, I was taking the ferry from Vancouver, BC, to Victoria on the west coast of Canada. And I've been to conferences in New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, Montreal, Ottawa, and so many more. So it's just been such an amazing experience to travel all across Canada and the U.S. And because of my business and this fabulous industry, Doug and I, we've also been on more than 22 incentive trips. There's been, 4 cruises, Bahamas, Aruba, Ireland, Bermuda, Mexico 3 times, Amsterdam, Jamaica 2 times, Hawaii 3 times. And one of my favorites, though, was taking my mom on a 7-night Mediterranean cruise to Spain, France, and Italy, all paid for. Plus, we've been on some really great family vacations. We visited my brother and family in Grenada several times. Our family went on an Alaskan cruise to celebrate my mom and dad's 50th anniversary. And all this was possible because of what I do. And again, the price tag on this is just priceless. So it's been just so incredible to have an opportunity to earn a really great income in an industry where there are no glass ceilings, especially for women, and to have the satisfaction and pride of owning your own business and not have to make those sacrifices that sometimes comes with working in the corporate world.
That's great. And by the way, Banff is, people always ask me, you've traveled so much, Belinda, where's your favorite place? And I'm like, my favorite place in all of North America is Banff.
Oh, you'll have to come visit again.
I do. We'll have to make a trip of that. So I want you to now share with us, because now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of it, a couple of your skill sets that you feel have really helped you to be successful. Because I think we can get inspiration, which is so important. But at the end of the day, what are those skill sets? What are some of the ones that people can develop and work on that's really going to help them? And so I always like to have our guests share what they feel their two greatest skill sets are.
Oh, absolutely, Belinda. I would say the first one has been resilience, because it is not always smooth sailing. And resilience is defined by most as the ability to recover from setbacks, adapt well to change, and keep going in the face of adversity. But I also believe that it's the ability to make those tough decisions when you really need to, and to trust yourself and your instincts, and that you really are making the best decision, and then move quickly into action. And over the years, you know what, I've seen women, they've become paralyzed and not do anything, not make a decision. They get stuck or they give up and just quit. And as an entrepreneur, a business owner, there can be definite challenges along the way. It is hard work. The world is always changing. But if you stick to it and be brave and believe in yourself, embrace change, you can weather those storms and just have an amazing time. So the three words that hang in my office are imagine, dream, and courage. And I really do believe that everything is possible and that dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them. And number two would be great attitude. And it's so funny, people always ask me, are you always that happy, Denise? Are you always smiling? And yes, 99% of the time I am. But I really believe that having a great attitude is so much more than smiling and being happy. It's having that great attitude, it's a conscious effort, and it really does take discipline. And it's about believing in yourself, also believing in others, treating others with respect, being a good listener, not letting your teammates ever give up on their goals. And it's about being positive with yourself, but also to just really nurture a positive team environment where everyone just works together as a team. They share ideas, they celebrate each other's successes, and they're willing to help each other. And to just really always have that can-do attitude and determination. So although I'm in the business of sharing the sparkle of Takara, I really feel that most importantly, I'm in that position to just help coach, inspire, teach other women, and to really pay forward the same opportunity that was shared with me 22 years ago. And Belinda, I have this small plaque. It was given to me many years ago. It still sits on my desk and I read it every day. And it says, I am the only unique me that will ever be. I have the power to make a difference in this world. I look forward to taking on the grand adventure of life, living and always remembering to be myself. I love being me. And it really is that constant reminder every day that I can make a difference.
That's great. Those are definitely two very important skill sets to develop. So thanks for sharing those with us. So now share with us just a little bit of an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and how you worked through that.
Well, when I decided to start with Takara, a few teams, consultants, they also decided to follow Takara as well. And our new Imagine Dream team It just grew so quickly. And we went from 1 to 100 in our very first 30 days. And we've just continued to double and quadruple. But the biggest challenge I had was being able to connect everyone together as a team very quickly. And to have that happy place, like a place of belonging, a place of hope where everyone would feel safe and be ready to transition their businesses as smoothly and quickly as possible. So after such an emotional time, it was just so easy for people to become paralyzed and frozen with fear and just not know what to do next. And again, one of my biggest challenges, we were literally sprinkled clear across Canada. And fortunately, I had some really great business partners. And together with Tammy and Jose, we were able to get systems into place so quickly. We set up Facebook groups. We had training events scheduled. I traveled clear across Canada, 4,000 kilometers, stopping in as many places as I could in the first 60 days. So I really had to prioritize very quickly what was most important and make a plan that would just help everyone transition as quickly and smoothly as possible. It was also the beginning of Takara's trip incentive, so everyone wanted to work towards that. And I just feel that all my experiences in the financial world, my 14 years as a vice president at Party Light, my 4 years corporately at Lea Sophia, all the great mentors and coaches that I had the privilege of working with, all the books I had read just really led me to this moment. And I love the technology that we have now because 22 years ago, we didn't even have computers or email. And honestly, I really feel that because of the technology, the resources that we have now, new consultants can be more successful faster than ever. They can be more connected with their teams, their customers, and it's amazing. They can conduct business in so many ways. And I just feel it's such an exciting time to be in direct sales. And I just have to say, I love Zoom. Absolutely love it.
I do too. It's easy to use. I'm not a, you know, huge, I have to learn all this new technology, but I find that Zoom is definitely a really great asset. Do you have any favorite books that you have or things that you've learned from that you want to share?
Well, actually, I have to say, I have such a shelf full of books and books and books. So, you know, Robin Sharma, of course, Direct Selling for Dummies, that's my go-to. So thank you for that, Belinda. But yes, I love reading all the time.
I think it's so important. I love reading all the time as well. And it always, I feel like in every single book out there, there is a gold nugget. You know, sometimes it's not exactly my favorite book, but I like think, okay, what's the nugget in here? What's my takeaway from this? And there's always one. And I just encourage people to continue to learn and educate themselves and continue to be a student. That's been my motto, is like, I'm always in the student mind frame. When you feel like you've learned all you can learn, there really isn't much of other place to go. So I think it's really important. So why don't you share just a little bit? I always like this question. It's funny because for a lot of people, it seems harder than it should be. But so tell us a little bit about what working from your happy place means to you.
Well, first of all, it really doesn't feel like work. And I just read this book, Belinda. It's called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And one of his quotes is, working hard for something we don't care about is called stress, and working hard for something we love is called passion. And I truly love that I have the opportunity to do something that I absolutely love. And I'm so passionate about what this industry offers to women, whether it's on a part-time level, they want to earn an extra $500 a month, they want to fill their jewelry box with beautiful sparkle, or if they want to save for vacation. And it's so cool that they don't need experience, they don't need any education, it doesn't even matter how old you are. But you have that opportunity to maybe earn the next incentive trip or become the next new director. Or if somebody's looking to build that big time business with a big time income. So I truly, truly love that I'm in an industry where I can help others create a better life, afford the extras, go on vacations they never dreamed of, send their children to university and colleges, or retire comfortably, or just buy that house or car, or even just have fun. So it honestly just truly fills my heart when I know that somehow I've made a difference. So that's my happy place at work.
That's great. So share with us then what advice you would give to others who want to be entrepreneurs.
Well, my advice would be anyone with that entrepreneurial spirit, they'd love the opportunity to own or start their own business, would be number one, follow your passion. Choose something that you love or have a really deep interest in. So whether it's starting their own business or if it's indirect sales, I would say just make a plan and go for it. And secondly, if somebody is looking for that direct sales business, I would also recommend that they search out not only the product, the programs, the company, but to also take time to learn about the team that they're joining, the support, the training, the culture of the team. And I don't mean that they have to have someone, you know, right in their location, but that they have all the resources, support available to grow their businesses, and that their values are going to be in line with the values of that organization as well.
That's great advice. So share with us now some new and exciting things you're working on and that you think our listeners could benefit from.
Well, I truly do believe that what I do is a relationship, people-based business, and really connecting with your customers, your team, the technology, and the platforms that we've had just in the last year are really allowing us to connect and serve our customers that much better. So again, huge fan of Zoom. And right now, I love the potential that Facebook Live has for either our virtual, our Facebook parties, all our different events, opportunity events, to just help us connect with everyone just more easily, visibly, and effectively. So we can just share our stories and share our products.
That's great, Denise. Well, this has been a wonderful, wonderful interview with you today. You have shared so many wonderful things with our listeners and gave some great insights and ideas and tools and inspiration. You've just really covered it all. So how can our listeners find you if they're looking for you?
Oh, sure. It would be at www.takaraplus.com/Denise Olatt.
Do you want to spell that last name for us, Denise?
Sure. It's DeniseOulette.
Perfect. Well, you've just been delightful today, and I thank you so much for sharing with us today and for your friendship over the years. It's been wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much, Belinda. It's just been such a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.